It's Wednesday, January 27th, 2021. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News. A blizzard warning is in effect for the Sierra Mountain Range, including the Lake Tahoe Basin southward to Mono County. The warning started last night and goes until 4 a.m. Friday. Blizzard warnings are only issued for the most severe types of snowstorms. Meteorologist Mark Dorchendorf with the National Weather Service says to expect cold temperatures, heavy snowfall, and strong winds. He says that all travel should be avoided.
In previous blizzards and storms like this, typically all the main highways are closed, and anyone who's stuck out on the highway when the snow piles up is unlikely to be able to find a way out for possibly days. And even trying to walk out of the car for a short distance can be very dangerous.
In the greater Reno, Carson City, and Minden areas, a winter storm warning started last night, and forecasters predict a total accumulation of 8 to 16 inches of snow, along with wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour that may lead to whiteout conditions. Health officials in Nevada confirmed less than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 for the second day in a row Tuesday. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The newest data from the state marks the first time Nevada recorded less than 1,000 new daily cases of COVID-19 since early November. And while health officials are hesitant to call it a trend, it is part of the state's overall decline in COVID-19 metrics. That includes the two-week rolling average of new daily cases, which has now dropped to about 1,200. A couple weeks ago, that number was closer to 1,700. The state's test positivity rate has also seen critical declines in recent days, dropping by half a percentage point from the previous day to 18.9%. Despite that improvement, the state reported 59 additional COVID-19 deaths. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada's COVID response team has confirmed nearly 273,000 cases since the start of the pandemic. Nearly 4,100 people have died statewide. Locally, recoveries continue to outpace new cases in Washoe County, 391 to 56. Roughly 12,500 cases remain active. The health district also reported three additional coronavirus-related deaths Tuesday. 587 people have died from COVID-19 countywide. Carson City Health and Human Services is reporting one additional death due to COVID-19 in the Quad County region, with 16 new cases and 133 additional recoveries from the virus. Nevada expects its population to grow by roughly 160,000 people by 2023, but the governor's budget for the upcoming 2 years doesn't project expenses rising as a result. Governor Steve Sisolak's budget outlines $8.7 billion in general fund spending, which is $187 million less than he proposed before the last two-year cycle. That budget assumes that the number of people in public schools, in state prisons, and enrolled in Medicaid will remain relatively static. The coronavirus pandemic has complicated budget planning in states in terms of both projected costs and how much tax revenue they expect to collect. And Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has named Elisa Caffaretta as the permanent director of the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. Caffaretta was appointed acting director of the department last summer. In a statement, Sisolak said Caffaretta has proven her commitment to the department and works to address Dieter's backlog of unemployment claims during the COVID-19 pandemic. Officials in charge of Nevada's welfare services say they need more staff because requests for aid have been overwhelming. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent reports.
The Nevada Division of Welfare and Support Services is asking lawmakers for 226 additional staffing positions in order to fill a backlog of requests created by the pandemic. Since last March, the agency has received an unprecedented number of applications requesting food stamps, health insurance, and direct cash aid. That's increased the time it takes to approve cases by almost 30%. Currently, almost 1 in 4 Nevadans are receiving aid through one of the division's 3 assistance programs, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Medicaid, or Temporary Assistance for Needy Families. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
This report was originally written by Tabitha Mueller. Nevada officials have directed the Department of Corrections to draft a new funding regulation. The regulation would set a 50% limit on the amount of funds the state can take from prisoners and use for victim restitution. The board decided in October to suspend a policy that allowed officials to take up to 80% of funds that inmates received from their families or friends and repurpose it for victims. The policy had been challenged by advocacy groups like the American Civil Liberties Union, and ACLU officials say the potential reduction to a 50% cap is still too much. A recent video depicts a Western lawmaker's potential ties to the 3 percenters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent tells us about the far-right militia movement.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has appeared in a video and photo with people who seem to be affiliated with the Three Percenters. Mark Pitcavage is an extremism expert with the Anti-Defamation League. He explained their name references a false narrative about the American Revolution.
That only 3% of the American population at the time fought against the British, but they won liberty for everybody. And people argue that American patriots today need to step forward and become a modern 3%.
Only in this case, Pitcavage says it's not British tyranny they oppose, but the so-called tyranny of the U.S. federal government. That focus shifted with the election of Donald Trump. Pitcavage says Trump is the first major party nominee that militia groups supported, so they began targeting other perceived enemies.
Immigrants, Antifa, George Soros, congressional Democrats, what have you.
Pitcavage says Boebert's potential ties to the Three Percenters isn't surprising given her allegiance to Trump and her vocal gun rights advocacy. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
California is revamping its vaccine delivery system to give the state more control over who gets the shots, following intense criticism of a slow and scattered rollout by counties. The state's health agency said Tuesday that third-party administrators would take over ordering and distributing vaccine doses. The state will move away from its original system, in which each county and hospital system ran its own vaccine delivery program. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, January 27th. I'm Noah Glick with KUNR News.